And it's coming up for just on the 19 or about 20 minutes through towards 3 o'clock this afternoon. A very good afternoon to you. Welcome to the show. And I asked earlier on if you have a very unusual or a very exotic animal. My neighbor, incidentally, has got a pot belly pig that he's decided. And I'm just having a chat to Dr. Bernice van Heestien now, and she says that he's super, super maintenance. He's going to be, having his hands full. So if you have anything, an exotic animal that you have or any different kind of pet that you have, give us a call on 021-446-0567. We'd love to hear from you. But this afternoon, looking for a pet who is as sort of interactive as a puppy, but not as demanding as a puppy. What about a rabbit? A good old bunny. And rabbits make wonderful pets in the right situations, obviously. Yeah. And if you live in a small home, you don't have very young children and you don't want to have to walk a pet every single day, you might want to consider a rabbit. So this afternoon, we thought we'd chat about rabbits. We got Dr. Bernice van Heestien from the Cape Exotic Animal Hospital joins me in studio now for first time rabbit owners, and will answer the questions around rabbits and the care of rabbits. Dr. Bernice, very welcome to the show and very good afternoon to you.
Hi, Zane. Thank you.
021, I'm going to say this first of all, 021-446-0567. Before you actually go out there and get yourself a rabbit, listen to the interview with Dr. Bernice van Heestien. Are they very easy pets to keep?
Zane, I would put them definitely in the higher maintenance category. Even compared to a dog or a cat, I think you've got to be careful. They need less space, I would say, than a dog, but you need a very special diet for a rabbit to keep it healthy. You need very special housing, and you have to keep in mind that rabbits are very much live up to the name of chewing at everything in sight, including cables, especially the expensive ones. They do have a preference for those. So they need a lot of special attention, a lot of special care, and can get sick quite quickly and deteriorate quickly if left unattended.
I think the sort of myth out there that everybody thinks that you take a rabbit, you just feed it some lettuce leaves, and that is it. It's actually completely wrong.
No, it is definitely. I think we've become a lot smarter in later years now. Rabbits, and that's probably something that's quite important to talk about, because one of the most common problems we see are rabbits that are fed the incorrect diet. I would say that a good 70-80% of problems we see with rabbits come from feeding them the wrong diet. And it's usually just from ignorance, not from anybody being, you know, deliberately negligent. Important to remember is they need a high fiber diet. So you need to get a good 70% of their diet should be hay, grass, oat, teff. There's a lot of good things out there. Definitely lots of veggies. Very small amount of fruit is okay as a treat, but it should never be part of their main diet. And then a very good quality pellet in small quantities is fine, but you also have to be careful that you pick something that's low in calcium, because high calcium is one of the big things that lead to problems such as bladder stones and all sorts of other issues that you can have with rabbits if you feed them the wrong diet.
Why do rabbits make such amazing pets?
That's always difficult to explain to people that have never actually owned a rabbit, and that's something you will hear rabbit owners say over and over again, is they didn't know how amazing they were until they have them. They are very intelligent, very affectionate. They know their owners. They come when they're called. They each have their own personality. But because they're shy animals, they are not easy to exhibit that to other people. And that's why they're a bit of a hidden gem, if I can say that. They are very cuddly. They love attention. They can even be taught tricks. They can be taught to use a litter tray just as a cat. So they make quite clean house pets as well. Mm.
Are rabbits very sociable animals? Like, you know, you'll get a cat and everybody comes into my home with the cat, and everybody sort of pets the cat and takes it on, scratches on on the head and stuff like that. Are they very social animals, or when you get visitors, will they go and hide?
I would say it depends a lot on the personality of the rabbit. They're not as sociable towards strangers as a dog and a cat would generally be, but if you have a well-socialized rabbit that likes company, they can be more annoying than a dog or a cat when it comes to getting attention from the visitors. So that can definitely be the case.
Are there many different breeds of rabbits, and how will I, for instance, know that, you know, I've chosen the correct breed for my family?
We have there's a great number of breeds. I'm not sure of the number. It's about 28 different breeds in South Africa that we've got, that's recognized by a specific breed standard that can be shown in shows and so forth. Obviously, most of the rabbits we see are interbred, so they're very, very quick to make babies when they come, you know, when you have a few of them together. But you get anything from the tiny little Netherland dwarfs, which weigh about 900, 800 grams, sometimes even as a fully grown rabbit, up to the Flemish giants, which will be, in overseas, they get to become 7 or 8 kilograms, which is the size of a small dog. In South Africa, we tend to have them slightly smaller. They're about usually 4 or 5 kilograms. And then you have a whole range of rabbits in between, some fluffy, some long-haired, some short-haired, some naturally more attentive. So I would take all of those things into account, the size, the exercise they need, the grooming they would require, the time you need to put into that, and also sorts of things like that when you make your choice.
Chatting this afternoon to Dr. Bernice van Haestien from the Cape Exotic Animal Hospitals. If you are thinking of actually taking a rabbit and buying the kids a rabbit as a pet, and listen to us, we'll give you all the details on that about rabbits, and before you sort of choose a rabbit, then you've got an informed decision as to which rabbit to choose and actually how to go about feeding and caring for this rabbit. One of the big problems, obviously, is that, you know, with pets, you have to litter box train them. Can a rabbit actually in the beginning years or at the start of it be litter box trained?
Yes, I know they're very easy to litter box train. I think easier than a lot of other animals we work with. Usually a baby rabbit, even after you've just had them for a couple of months, they can be fully litter box trained, at least as far as urination goes. Rabbits will tend to still leave little droppings here and there in the house, but it's a way of marking their territory, and it's easy and dry and easy, you know, to clean up after them. So that's normally not a problem for owners.
Yeah. Should rabbits be trimmed, and the nails especially? How do you groom a rabbit?
Yes, so nail trimming, if you have an outside rabbit, you probably will find that it needs very little or no nail trimming because they're running it down on the ground, the earth, the cement, whatever they're running around on. Indoor rabbits need a nail trim probably every 3 or 4 months. You can usually do it yourself. You would need a tiny little pair of cat nail cutters to do it. It works very well, but you do need somebody to help you hold. Please remember that if you hold a rabbit and it struggles and it kicks, they can quite seriously hurt their back. They can actually break their back and they can be paralyzed from that. So please never handle a rabbit, especially when you're doing something that's a bit stressful like trimming nails, without somebody helping you that knows what they're doing. Rather get somebody to show you, and then you can do it after that by yourself.
There are a lot of pet shops who are out there grooming dogs and grooming cats and stuff like that. Are there any specific pet shops who groom rabbits?
I don't know of any pet shops that groom rabbits. We do. We have a couple of good groomers that we've been recommended by some of our clients that go to that specifically. They specify in rabbits, or they specialize in rabbits, I should say, and they seem to do a great job. We've had some good feedback. So, yeah, we're happy to recommend some people if anybody needs a hand.
Chatting this afternoon to Dr. Bernice van Haestien, and she's from the Cape Exotic Animal Hospital. We're chatting about rabbits, but Penny out in Noordhoek has got a call about her crazy pets. Penny, good afternoon and welcome to the show.
Hi, wonderful to be on your show. We lived on 7 acres in Noordhoek, and we had I had a pot-belly pig that lived in the house. It was a house pet. Incredibly clean, very high maintenance. I had to rub her down with aqueous cream because she got sunburnt outside, would only eat a diet of cooked vegetables. We then had an anaconda, which belonged to my son, who basically lived outside his cage more than inside his cage. And my son also bred beautiful tarantula spiders that also used to escape every now and again. And we had 7 dogs and 2 dwarf goats who were completely nuts. They were inside pets, and the only pets I couldn't actually house train. And then we had a baby springbok who was rescued off a farm in Prince Albert, and lived inside, thought it was a dog, and I couldn't house train Lulu as well. She tried very hard, and we bottle fed her as well, so she was absolutely beautiful. And when she turned a year, I took her to a farm where they rehabilitate wild animals, but she actually thought she was a dog as well. She was gorgeous. So we had this crazy menagerie of weird and wonderful pets.
That's absolutely.
And
Yeah, that's absolutely amazing, and that's a penny out in the Noordhoek area. I wonder if you ever went to work with all those pets around.
So did I go to work?
Yeah, did you manage to actually get some work done?
Well, I did. They were actually very good. They never, none of them were kept in cages or except the tarantulas, who also used to push the lid off and get out, as did the anaconda, which a lot of people got a bit of a, were not too happy with having an anaconda sliding past one's foot as you're having tea. Mm. But they were all very easy and easy to maintain. But I heard somebody's got a pot belly pig, and they must think that, you know, they're very trendy at the moment, but they are very high maintenance. They sulk a lot. They're very moody. In fact, I'd say they're premenstrual 11 months out of 12.
Penny, thanks very much. And that's Penny with her crazy pets out in the Noordhoek area. Doctor, we've got a WhatsApp message that's just come in. Hi, bunnies have moved onto our property. Any thoughts on what we should do to move them off?
Oh, that's a good question. It's very hard to catch wild bunnies that are not easy to handle. I would say if it's wild bunnies, if they're domesticated bunnies that have just escaped, we do normally recommend, if possible, to try and get hold of them so they can be spayed and neutered so they don't continue to breed. The rabbits will have a new litter every month if they're left unattended. But there are a couple of rescue groups out there that are usually the right people to contact with coming to help to catch them, like the Bunny Huggers South Africa and so forth. They're quite good at assisting you with managing the wild rabbits that are on your property.
Mm. Another WhatsApp message coming in. Hi, Zane. A few years back, I showed a colleague cute photographs of miniature pigs that remained small. Her daughter had seen the photos and begged her mother to purchase it for her as a pet. She then decided to search for a reputable seller within the Cape Town area. She then purchased the piglet with the owner's guarantee that they remain miniature. However, the piglet grew into such a massive pig and they had to build a hog outside for the pig. So be careful. Be careful what you're going to buy out there. Dr. Bernice van Haestien from the Cape Exotic Animal Hospital chatting to us this afternoon about rabbits and keeping rabbits on as pets. And I hear that their teeth grow continuously. So how do you manage that?
Yes, that's one of the reasons why it's so important to get a good diet for the rabbits. Their teeth are designed to wear down as they chew. They're supposed to be perfectly aligned and wearing down the teeth every day as they're eating their high roughage, high fiber food. One of the problems we see with rabbits when they're not getting enough fiber is that their teeth become too long and they can start making sharp points towards the tongue or towards the cheek, form abscesses, cause all sorts of pain and discomfort for the teeth or for the rabbit. That can cause them to stop eating and get very sick. If you're not sure how your rabbit's teeth are looking, if you're not sure if it's been on the right diet, generally that would be a good idea to take them to the vet. The vet can look in the mouth with a special light source just to see if the teeth are too long or too short. Sometimes it's very obvious when it's the front teeth that overgrow, but generally it's the back teeth that are the hidden problems that you can't see at home. So then an exam at the vet would always be a great idea.
Your calls and your thoughts on 021-446-0567 and the WhatsApp line on 072-567-1457 for Dr. Bernice van Haestien from the Cape Exotic Animal Hospital this afternoon. Common diseases in rabbits, what should we look out for?
This time of the year, one of the things I would be careful for would be lung infections, pneumonias. Just like us, the cold and the hot weather that's going on this time of the year can sometimes be a bit too much for them. Be especially careful if you see a snotty nose, excessive sneezing. They do get allergies just like we do. You will often have a rabbit that has a bit of a sneeze attack after you shake out the last of the hay and it's all dusty, or they've just been running around in a dusty room. So don't panic too much, but if you're seeing an ongoing snottiness and sneezing or a difficulty in breathing, I would pay attention to that. Probably the most common thing you need to look out for would be a condition we call gut stasis. That's just a big term to include everything that makes a rabbit stop eating and stop passing stool. That is quite a serious and emergency condition if you leave it too long. So if your rabbit in particular stops eating or pooping for longer than a few hours, it's not getting better, that's when you need to start looking for some help. I would never recommend that you wait for another day before you at least get some advice from someone about how to proceed.
One of the the most difficult things for pet owners is actually to be able to recognize when the animal is sick. What is a sign? Somebody will say, oh, my dog has got a runny nose, so it's absolutely great. And, it's got a cold nose, so he's quite healthy. And we look for the wrong signs when it comes to our pets. And, if you've got birds, you've got guinea pigs, you've got hamsters, you've got a pot-belly pig. What should people look out for? Indicative of the fact that this particular animal is now in distress, or that is this particular animal is going to get sick?
Yeah, Zane, that's a very good question. I think that's one of the single most important things you can do as an owner is educate yourself on what symptoms to look out for in your particular pet. That will allow you to detect disease early enough to do something about it, because in the animals we work with, usually they go from being fine to being sick in a very short period of time. So for most animals, if we're talking rabbits, guinea pigs, ratties, any animal that goes off its food, that stops eating, stops passing stool, I would definitely pay attention to that. Animal that is very excessively sleepy at abnormal times of the day, pay attention to that. Animal that is coughing or sneezing, most cases that would not be normal. And then obviously anything that is an obvious problem, bleeding, limping, shivering for birds in particular, you've got to pay attention to when they're just a little bit quiet, puffed up, shivering, having a tail bob. Anything that's a subtle change, I would pay attention to, especially in a prey animal like a rabbit or a bird, because they're trying to hide their disease. So that's important to remember. A dog and a cat will not mind showing you that they're feeling unwell, whereas a prey species is trying to hide it because in nature, if they look sick, something's going to want to eat them. So you have to remember that the signs you're looking for are subtle.
And that's Dr. Bidies van Haestien from the Cape Exotic Animal Hospital. How do people get hold of you?
Oh, we're welcome to call us. We've got our number and we've got a website, a Facebook page as well. So, Zane can put it all up.
So it's Cape Exotic Animal Hospital, and that's Dr. Bidies van Haestien chatting about rabbits. And maybe you want to go out there after that chat and get your kids one or two of those rabbits. But remember, always the good advice, the sage advice, is make sure that the animal is healthy. Make sure that you are aware of any of the signs that the animal is in distress or the animal is not healthy. Doctor, thank you so much for your time this afternoon.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you, Zane.